I think initially, for me, taking, you know, walking away from Catholicism was pretty scary because my family didn't necessarily agree with it. You know, they didn't understand what we were doing. You know, they probably blamed Jude for being some crazy influence on me, you know. And, but I think after we got married, and especially I think, you know, both of our parents met Ado Francis, saw, you know, just the, I think the love that she poured into that ceremony, because we had her, and then also Jude has an uncle who's a Catholic priest. So they did a combined ceremony. It was a Catholic and Buddhist ceremony. And I think that that answered or dispelled a lot of myths that I think, you know, our friends and family had about Buddhism in and of itself. And my dad, like Jude's dad, is very interested in spirituality. Like, I think he used to, what's the gentleman? Is it Ken?
Ken Wilber.
Ken Wilber. So he really enjoyed Ken Wilber's works. And so he and Jude started talking more about that. My dad is a MSW. He did master's in social work, did counseling and stuff like that for a long time. But, you know, we still get questions, though, like, are you ever going to get the boys baptized? You know, and it's like, no, we're not going to do that. But I think as far as like addressing it with my folks, though, it's like, it's always a surprise. My mom, who, you know, she's very Catholic as well, but there's also, she's always been very transparent about where she doesn't agree with the church. And I would actually grant her with a lot of that questioning, and, you know, how the Buddha said, you know, you really want to question everything. She was really the first person who taught me how to question my faith. Like, she's never gone to confession. She doesn't believe in it. She doesn't think that she should have to go tell somebody about her sins, you know? And then also, you know, I'm taking pet sitting for her right now, and she's got The Art of Happiness sitting on her coffee table, you know? And so I know that they're open to that, but it's kind of like that, the old school kind of Christian mentality of, you know, if you're not baptized, you're going to hell, you know, and Catholics, I think, even though things have lightened up over the years and how they approach that, that's still there, you know, so it's almost like a fear-based kind of thing that keeps driving that conversation. And, you know, we always circle back to it at some point in time, you know, we just keep circling back to it. But I think that what helps them is that they know that I'm happy and I'm feeling fulfilled in my life. And so I think that helps them with that understanding, even though I think even, you know, maybe on their deathbed, they may still ask me, you know, like, are you sure you don't want to, you know, go back to Catholicism, you know? So, and maybe I'll lie at that point in time and say, sure, you know, I don't know, but I doubt it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I definitely think when I was younger, I wasn't as in tune with the social costs of really like claiming Buddhism for our own. So I think, you know, for me, I was always just following more my curiosity and my passion and what I found really useful, you know, and kind of like revolutionary in my mind is some of these Buddhist ideas that I've never read anywhere else, you know, and just kept blowing my mind over and over again. So I think I was following that, but not particularly thinking about all the social hits that we would take. And I think that we have taken a lot of social hits and you know, as far as like, we don't have, you know, a huge church to go to now with the kids, and, you know, things have changed. It's like with every, I guess, developmental phase that we go through, that question about Buddhism or Catholicism comes back around in a different way. Like, you know, did we make the right choice because now we have kids and we don't go to church, you know, or did we do the right choice because, you know, I sure could have used like the Ten Commandments when yelling at my children, you know what I mean? When disciplining them, but Buddhism has nothing for me to yell at them about, you know, there's no hard and fast rules, damn it. So it seems like, you know, that's a piece of it. But when we go back, I just think that there's something for both of our dads about, they were so into the church, they were so into Catholicism, that they found these real nuggets of heartfelt, like, charity and giving and, you know, giving up of ourselves for others and taking on this idea of, like, vows of poverty, you know, and that sort of did, I think, kind of, they were working to transcend, like, materialism and even, I think, for them, seeing that, you know, all those dogma and all those rules, that's one thing, but you can get beyond that. You don't have to do that stuff, you know? So I think, and I think both of them, my dad and her dad, were also counselors, you know? And so I think for them, they hit something that is pretty easily transferable to Buddhism. These ideas about philosophy and compassion, and, you know, loving kindness, that totally fits, you know, for them. It's just the like, you know, one unitary God thing, you know, that's where we kind of get into some stuff, you know? And, but I think the other piece to throw in there for both of us is that, you know, both of our moms are first generation immigrants to this country. They're both brown women from a totally different culture. And I think that they, like all first generation immigrants, are really focused on making sure that their family and their children fit in and do the American thing, you know, and that. And so I think part of us choosing to be Buddhist may not just be the Buddhism itself, but be like, there's a fear of, are we going to fit in or not, you know, or are we going to take these kind of social hits for being, you know, different in that way. Yeah, I think that was definitely part of it. Just to clarify, though, that both my mom and Emma's mom are both, like, Catholic through and through, and they were Catholic since they were kids as well, right? So they brought this strong Catholicism, you know, strain, even from their different cultures, and so did, you know, our dads. And so it's just like, where did the Catholicism come from? And I think when you mix Catholicism with first generation immigrant stuff, you know, you get a whole other potion of wildness, you know, that happens. And then when their kids are like, all right, I think we're not going to do this Catholicism thing. I think that was a big hit. And I think, like Emma was mentioning, it definitely comes around. There's not a time when we all eat dinner, you know, and the boys and Emma and I say our prayer, you know, there's got to be some little, and thank you, Jesus, and amen, by the way, you know, like, hopefully, like, the flames of Hades aren't going to come and get us, you know, no one's going to die this week. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're good. Yeah. That's all right. And we do, like, I mean, you know, we try to honor that because we know it's so important for our parents. And I think as they get older, it's just more and more important. Mm-hmm. So we're not, like, opposed to it, you know, like, I don't feel like this really, like, kind of thing. But, you know, we try to go to church, you know, with them on Christmas or do those sorts of things. And, you know, it's hard for me to even, you know, kind of do mass, sometimes, you know, it's just sort of like, there is something that I'm definitely pushing away or redefining, you know, in myself about it. So.
Yeah. Or, what I love is when, you know, my mom introduces me to her, she's very involved. She actually works at the church that she goes to as well. So she'll introduce me to somebody that she knows there, and they'll be like, oh, you live out of town. I'm like, no, I live in town. We just don't go to church here. it's kind of like, it's a thing. Everything kind of revolves around church, you know, and the relationships
there. Are you going?
And it's like, no, I live in Olympia too. It's just, we don't go to church here, you know? So, but, I can't remember where I was going with that. But
well, yeah, our Catholic card-carrying membership is always expired. You know, right. The problem is, I think at some level we can pass, though. You know, we can. I can go to Catholic church. I can say all of those prayers 20% better than most of those folks in there. You know, so I think for Emma and I, the difference is we know Catholicism. You know, I think in a fairly deep way. It's just that then, you know, and maybe that's been useful, you know, to do kind of a compare and contrast, you know, with Buddhism, because I think there's lots of the product of practice, you know, of being kind and generous and, you know, charity. And there's also some, you know, sort of, you know, I think what I loved in Catholicism was the traditions around like self-renunciation. So the fasting or the, you know, stripping away the creature comforts of life. Those practices I've always really liked, you know, a lot. And so there's nothing, you know, kind of at times more self-renunciating, I guess, than just sitting on your bum for like a really long time and not being able to move or, you know, get external stimulus at all, you know? And so some of those practices, I think I can see a nice parallel to and work for me at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.